there and he said to himself, I'm not in God's guard. And he pulled off the scabbard and threw it aside, and the headgear and the breastplate and the lower apparatus, and pulled out of his pocket a sling and picked up the stones and placed that stone in the sling. And the Goliath said, what are you coming out? You got a stick. You think I'm a dog? And threatened to feed his body to the birds of the air. And David said, you come out boasting of your strength. I come out in strength, God's strength. You come out to fight Philistine's army. I come out to fight Jehovah's army. And in a minute, I'll take your life and sever your head from your body and drop to place his rock in the sling. And I imagine he did like I used to try to do, give it a good three turns and turn one string loose. And when that rock went, you know where it hit. And the Goliath fell dead. David went and pulled a sword out of the scabbard of the Goliath and severed his head from his body. Down, yes, but it was the way up with a man in the hand of God. Anybody, everybody can move up in character, in the power of his art, and in what he's supposed to do and supposed to be. The downs can have as much to do with making a great life, maybe more than the ups. And so we need to train ourselves to take the downs and bear with them, even though it hurts sometimes. That's a good place for you to say amen. It does. It does something good for human life. And in the spirit, if it's done right, it humbles us and helps us to see that with God, anything good is possible. Amen. So, you'll have to recognize that this boy is traveling now to Egypt with strangers. Have you ever let yourself imagine what he thought about? Where in the world am I going? What in the world am I to do? And when he got there, they took him there to the high ups, and they sold him to this outstanding guard of the Egyptian nation. And he took him to his home, and he went into that home, and he took those abilities, and he applied them. And the household and the work about that home prospered in every respect. And so he was thrifty and loyal and honest. And then because of the subtlety of the man's companion, he had to flee and was accused of an attempt upon her. And so he was thrown in prison, honest and pure and true. And yet there it was, in prison. Other prisoners were there, and they had dreams, and he interpreted their dreams, and both dreams came true. One was to be killed, and the other was to be delivered. And when he went before the Pharaoh was discussing the fact of his dreams, and this man said, there's a boy in prison with us, and he told the dreams of two others. Two prisoners, and his dreams are true. And he said, what is his name? And he told them, and Joseph was called before the Pharaoh. And you remember that the Pharaoh dreamed that he saw seven lean cows coming out of the river eat up seven fat cows, and seven lean stalks of corn eat up seven stalks of corn that had fine ears upon. And he said, what in the world is the significance of that dream? And that boy told him The two dreams mean the same thing, that Egypt's going to have 7 years of great prosperity, and then to be followed with seven great years of great adversity and non-production. And so my advice would be that you make good of conserving everything of the 7 years, because you will need that to feed your people during the seven lean years. Wasn't that good judgment? He came out of prison, the down, and because of what he did there in his spirit, he opened the mind of the Pharaoh of Egypt, and God gave him wisdom to interpret the situation and give him the meaning. And it proved to have been historical. You don't have to go to the Bible alone. It's written in history as to what happened in Egypt during that Pharaoh Ramesses II. You go into Egypt now and go down where old Memphis, Egypt was, down the Nile River, or rather up the Nile River, but it appears to be going south. And so you'll see a great marble statue, almost as long as this sanctuary, that symbolizes that Pharaoh that was on the throne when Joseph interpreted his dreams. And so he answered the question of the mind of the Pharaoh and made the preparations for the need of the people of Israel and the surrounding nations of the earth. He was tested. He was tested in his wisdom. He was tested in his character with the woman. And he stood true to God. And he was tested by the Pharaoh. And he was tested with the program that came to be a reality. And so in every respect, he was able to overcome. Now, my friend, you go through life, and you'll find that what I said to begin with, some people have up and down temperament. You can't know where they stand. I don't know whether you know that or not. Maybe you haven't lived some places I've lived. I'm not going to tell you anything about where I've lived all the way. But there are some people who have the up and down temperament. Today they're as just as warm as they can be. And next week they're just as cold as an iceberg. You don't know how to take them. You don't know how to minister to them. You don't know how to let them minister to you or with you. They're up and down temperament. On the other hand, I say again, all of us have the up and down experiences. And the better we learn how to deal with the downs, the stronger we'll be in the ups. A better basis, and a better program, and a better stability, and build greater character. Amen. And amen. And in hours like ours, there's no place for a little Christian. Every saved man and woman ought to have that dream to grow in grace, and faith, and character, and cooperation, and trustworthiness and honesty. I tell you, I could wish that God would help us regrow more honest men and women. I know you think I'm an egotist, but I look back to my boyhood days with my father, and I'm going to tell you a story about my father. I was 10 years of age. And so one morning, when we finished breakfast, he said, "You get on old Bell." That was one of our mules. "And ride over to Mr. Francis Brown and tell him I sent you and that I want to borrow $400 for possibly 3 weeks or a month. I have a land note coming due. I have cotton out here. I suppose you had 30 or 35 bales of cotton out there." And he said, "It's at a low price. We just know it'll go up. Everyone predicts that it will. And I know it'd be wrong for me to sell it now and lose the full value of it. And so I got old Bell and led up to my pet stump there and got up on the stump and jumped a strider and rode across the creek. And Mr. Francis Brown was cutting stove wood. And I told him what my father sent me for. He said, well, get off your mule and let's go in. I got off the mule. Then People's Bank was the trunk in the home. Very few banks in the country. You think I'm an antique. Well, I am. But I dare you to tell me so, I'll throw a rock at you. And so he went in and unlocked that trunk and lifted a lid up and drew out a long pocketbook. And as he did, he counted out in $20 bills, $400, and put it in a large envelope, and then asked me to come, and he stuck it on my inside coat pocket, then got a safety pin and pinned it in there because he said that mule, if you go to loping, might throw it out. And so he pinned it in there. I rode back home and turned it over to my father, and he met his land note. And within 3 weeks, he sold his cotton to a great advantage. And so again, he told me, I'll count out the money, and you get on old Bell and take it back to Mr. Brown and tell him, and I'll tell him when I see him, how much I thank him for letting me have the money. And so I did so and told Mr. Brown what my father said. Why, he said that was a joy, and I'm sure that it is profitable for him, and I'm so glad I had it that he could use it. And I rode back home. I've told that story, and I've had people to say to me, don't you know you can't afford to do business like that? I said, maybe you can't now, but you could then, because we had honest men. My father's constant statement was, my word is my bond, and if they can't accept my word, I'll not go out and ask somebody to go on my bond. My word is my bond. Mr. Francis Brown knew it, and I answered the person who said it. He said, what if your father died? I said, my mother would have paid him. But what if your father and mother both had died? Their children would have paid. They were trained like that to be honest. Amen. And taking the down strengthens the ups, where we have honesty, integrity. It hurts me every time I go in a store and they say, give me three evidences as to who you are. Huh? I have a few times walked out without it. Now that wasn't me. I just appreciate the power of honesty. Till I say it's possibly not intended to be. I know you've got to be careful dealing with public. I know that today. I know it. On the other hand, if I do business with a place for 5 or 6 years, I think they ought to be bright enough to learn who I am and what I stand for. Amen. You can say amen. And that's what I'm talking about. The ups and downs in life. Get ready to decide I'm going to stay with God. President, congressman, senator, governors, representatives, officers, merchants, preachers, doctors, lawyers, everybody. A man to his wife and the wife to the husband. And you have something. And anything less is not in harmony with the will of the nature of the Holy God. Wake up, America! Let us go back to building men and women, boys and girls. For as the twig is bent, so shall the tree be. Amen. That's enough, isn't it? And a good stopping place. If you're here without a Savior, He wants to come in and be such a character in your life and help you to be a character, such a character for Him. Wouldn't you like to accept Him and profess Him as your Savior? May I plead with you to do it? Don't go away saying, I don't care. You'd better care. I know you do care. I believe you'll say, I need that. And then if you're a Baptist, you need a church home and be actively engaged and it'll help us to be encouraged in the time of the down, to strengthen us in our ups. May God help you to come as we stand and sing hymn number 58.
What she was wanting, wanted that I talked to her. And then after a day or two, he conferred with the mother. We brought things to the state. And we had a good time together. That's our heart. And how fun. You know, it's just an inspiration to the power. Helps us. You understand? I could tell you something, don't I? And that you settled in our heart. You knew what you were doing.